Hallelujah. They get talking, singing about the grace of God. You better turn me down a fuzz, brother. I'm here to tell you. And I'm about to get wound up with Brother Tommy. Amen. So when they get singing, talking about the grace of God, that don't excite Christians. Something's wrong. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, I feel like the old duck commander this morning. Happy, happy, happy. Amen. Amen. Take your Bible and go to Luke chapter number 19. Luke chapter number 19. Somebody said, preacher, have you looked at your watch? Yeah, I know what time it is, and I don't care. Amen. We will get you out in good order, but we come see what the Lord wants to do today. Amen. Amen. Listen, a couple of things while you're turning there. I want to give a congratulations to Brother Mike Fennell and his brand new fiance. Amen. Had to hear about that at the auto parts place, man. Well, good night, man. He didn't tell everybody else, told the mechanic, but didn't tell his preacher. Amen. Amen. Congratulations, guys. And Miss Joanne Ferguson, better known around here as Gorgeous or Beautiful, had a birthday on Monday. Happy birthday, Miss Joanne. I love you. Little bird told me that while we was having fellowship. Amen. And then they come to church this morning. She said, Brother Eddie, they put me in a corner. That ought not to be. Amen. Luke chapter number 19. Going to look at some familiar scripture this morning just for a few minutes. And I'll tell you, like I've told you many times before, it'll be a sermon will be about like a fat boy crawling through a barbed wire fence, about 3 points, and I'll be through. Amen. We won't keep you long. Amen. But Luke chapter number 19, I want you to look with me in verse number 28. Y'all there, say amen.
Amen.
Luke 19 in verse number 28. I can't find it myself. Here we go. The Bible said, and when he had thus spoken, he went before ascending up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass when he was come nigh to Bethpage and Bethany, at the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, go ye into the village over against you, in the which at your entering ye shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man sat. Loose him and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, why do you loose him? Thus shall you say unto him, because the Lord hath need of him. And when they were sent, and they that were sent went their way and found even as he had said unto them. And as they were loosing the colt, the owners thereof said unto them, why loose ye the colt? And they said, the Lord hath need of him. And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus thereon. And as they went, they spread their clothes in the way. And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for the mighty works that they had seen, saying, blessed be the King that cometh. Bring our message from that phrase this morning, or that thought, blessed be the King that cometh, in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. What we've got in our story this morning, we know this, or we've been told that what this day represents is Palm Sunday. This is the week before the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Lord is making his entry into Jerusalem, and they are welcoming the King. You know, we've done that down through generations when we preached a message a while back on triumph. We preached a message on the triumph and how they would have the parade for the great general coming home from a great battle. And we've welcomed people home in many ways. Every week or so when I fly out and I come home, I come up the ramp at the airport. When I come up the ramp, there's the WSO there, and they're there to welcome home our soldiers, and that's a good thing. Amen. But on this day, even sometimes, you know when your wife will clean the house the best? When company's coming, is that right? Once you coward men, you're afraid to say amen right there. Amen. You ever thought, boy, I wish you cleaned and cooked like this when nobody was coming. Amen. Amen. I'm kidding, honey. Amen. Well, I'm getting out. I'm getting an eyeball over here this morning. I believe she's saying God wasn't in that. Amen. Amen. But somebody special's coming, man. We'll roll out the red carpet. Amen. I thought about when the president flies into town, they won't even allow other planes to fly through the airspace. Man, how ridiculous is that? Amen. They won't even allow when my son Levi was in the wreck and they were going to life flight him to Scottish Rite. They couldn't fly him into Scottish Rite because the president was coming to town. I said, man, I don't care who's coming to town. My boy's dying. Amen. So they make a big deal about important people coming to town. But I want you to notice in this story with the Lord Jesus Christ, there are always those who welcome him. But then there are always those who do not welcome him. Amen. And I want to say this morning as we begin to preach the message, I want to welcome him. I want to welcome the Lord. Number one, I want to welcome him in my heart. I want to welcome him in my home. I want to welcome him in my life. And every day, the everyday affairs of my life, I want the Lord Jesus to be welcome where I am. As soon as he came, the very first day, the day he was born, or even before he was born, Mary was great with child, and they came to an inn. You remember what the innkeeper told them? There's just no room. There's just no room. There's the problem we find in our country and in our world today. People just do not have room for the Lord Jesus Christ. They've got room for everything else. They've got room for every kind of ism and schism and program. And they've got room for every kind of club and every kind of this and every kind of that. But when it just comes to the unadulterated Spirit of God having free course and moving among us, oh, there's just no room for that. Amen. Hey, some people, I may never get to the message this morning. Some people are all right as long as you're just playing church. Amen. Now, let me just say it again. Some people are all right as long as you're just playing church and going through your little religious rigmarole and going through the motions. And as long as nothing out of the ordinary ever happens, everything's all right. Amen. Got a little out of the ordinary this morning. Amen. Not a whole lot, but just a little. I'm telling you, shouting ain't ordinary everywhere you go. Amen. Somebody will leave here this morning and say, they're charismatic. No, we're automatic. Amen. You get talking about how good God is, and it's just automatic. We can't help it, friend. We gonna shout and give him glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't bother me one bit when people get happy. Amen. If you went to the ball game, and I'm a Braves fan, by the way. I was in Philadelphia last week. And one of those guys said, hey, who's your team? I said, man, who do you think, the Atlanta Braves? He said, no, I mean hockey. I said, hockey? What is hockey, man? So we don't have hockey in Atlanta, man. We got baseball like real Americans, amen, and football. I said, hallelujah, we do the tomahawk chop and Falcons rise up, amen. Anyway, if you went to the Braves game and we were in the last game of the World Series and there was somebody sitting beside you and they had on a Braves hat and a Braves shirt and it's the bottom of the ninth, we're one run down and the bases are loaded and Hayward's at the plate, man, and you know he's got the opportunity to knock that thing out of the park, and you look over at your friend with his Braves hat and his Braves shirt and his styrofoam finger or his styrofoam Tommy Hawk, and he's just sitting there. And then Hayward knocks it. I mean, knocks the lights out of the stadium. Three runs come in. We win the World Series. And your friend who has on all the Braves paraphernalia. You'd think that guy was an idiot, wouldn't you? But yet you come into church, we're not wearing a Braves uniform, but we got a King James Bible tucked up under our arm. Amen. We're holding a songbook in our hand. We're acting like we're Christian. But when somebody gets happy around here, you look at them like they're crazy. Amen. It's okay to have fun anywhere but church. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay to be happy anywhere but church. Some of y'all are more happy at the doctor's office than you are in here. Amen. The reason the Lord can't have free course in his churches today is because there isn't any room for him. The preacher's been to Bible college and he's smarter now than the Bible. Amen. We've got trained voices, or we don't, trained choirs, and we've got all this education, and we know how to do it. We don't need God. But I'm here to tell you, I'll tell you flat-footed, eyeball to eyeball, I've been here 20 years, and I still need him. I want to welcome him into every aspect, into every service, into every part of our life. I want to make room for the Lord. Brother David Gibbs is a dear friend of mine, and he tells a story. We were overhearing him preach just here in Dallas a few years ago, and he tells about a black lady in a service where he was preaching. He said he walked in, she was sitting on the front row, and he walked up and sat down beside her. And she looked at Brother Gibbs and said, "You needs to move over." He said, you got somebody else coming?" She said, "Yes, sir. When Jesus comes, I needs my room." He said, "And by the time the singing got started, I fully realized what she meant. She needs her room." Amen. What she was telling Brother David, you're going to have to get over. You might get hurt sitting right here. You got to make room for Jesus to get up in this pew with me. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, some of us ought to make room for him. Hey, you're too busy worrying about what's for lunch this afternoon. You ought to start be worrying about what you're going to do in this altar call here in a few minutes and make room for the Lord to do something in your life. Does it ever seem like God's blessing somebody else more than he is you? And God's helping somebody else's situation more than he is yours? Maybe somebody else has given him a little more room to work.
Yeah.
Amen. Maybe somebody else is backing off and letting him have it. Hey, I just want to say welcome this morning. We welcome our visitors every Sunday. Hey, if you're visiting this morning, nobody shook your hand. If you walked by and spoke to somebody and they didn't speak back to you, listen, if that is the case, that those were visitors. Amen. It wasn't none of our members treated you like that. Amen. No, I'm kidding. But seriously, you'd think, man, that bunch ain't friendly. I wonder how the Lord feels. Wonder how the Lord feels when he shows up in a tangible way like he did this morning. Somebody said, "I didn't feel nothing." I wonder why. Well, I did. I feel the presence of God in this place this morning. Amen. My. I don't know if I'll ever get where I'm going this morning or not. About 2,000 years ago, the city of Jerusalem was having a very special visitor. A very special visitor. He had been in that city many times before, but not like he's presenting himself today. He's fulfilling some scripture in Zechariah chapter number 9 that said he had come into a city riding on a colt, amen? And here comes the king, and these Jews understand what that's all about, amen? And here he comes riding in on a colt wherein never a man sat. And they laid their clothes and their palms in the way, and they cried, "Hosanna," and they worshiped him as the king rode into town. But yet there was the Pharisees sitting there like there are here this morning. I just don't believe you ought to shout like that. I don't know what them people doing. It ain't time to go to the altar. Who told you that? Where'd you learn that?
Amen.
Amen. Now there was a crowd there. It said a multitude of disciples. Now we talked about multitudes a few weeks ago. Y'all remember how many a multitude is? It's a pile. It's a bunch. It's a lot. When you say multitudes, that means there ain't no sense in trying to count. That's how many people there are there. There are multitudes shouting and praising God. And the religious crowd don't like it. Y'all listening? The religious crowd don't like it. But there are those who have put their faith in him. That's the first thing I want to say to you this morning. They welcomed him by faith. They welcomed him by faith. Without faith, the Bible said it's impossible to please God. We're saved by grace through faith. Hey, I'm telling you, we need to let faith work today. You know what? We've put our faith in everything else. We've put our faith in big government. We've put our faith in money programs and savings programs. We've put our faith in jobs. We've put our faith in the economy. How's that treating you, by the way? Amen. We put our faith everywhere else. Hey, we need to place our faith and we need to welcome him with our faith. As the Lord comes in here this morning, instead of the Lord showing up and it making us nervous, the Lord show up and we ought to say, have your way, Lord. Have your way. You know better what you're doing in here than we do. Amen. There's no way. I watch some of these television preachers when I'm in motels. I just get a kick out of them. It's like, it's kind of like some of them, not all of them, but some of them, it's kind of like the comedy club for me. There's some of them I enjoy listening to, and if I told you who some of them were, some of you'd be mad. But I know how to spit out the bones. Amen. Amen. But there's some of them, they're absolutely comical. I mean, they're hilarious. They squint their eyes. I don't know what that means. Y'all ever notice that? They look into the camera and they squint their eyes and they say, I see. Your eyes ain't emoting, dude. Yeah. They squint their eyes and the next thing out of their mouth, Brother Atkins, is I see. Yeah. I see there's someone out there who has an infection in your left ear. Yeah, you're an idiot. You're preaching to about 4 million people watching on TV. Surely to God, there's a good chance somebody got an ear infection in their left ear. What a retard. We all right? And they'll be preaching, they'll stop and go, oh, wait a minute, the Holy Ghost just said, like they got an earphone, an earbud, and the Holy Ghost is talking to them. No, it's some guy backstage who watched everybody coming in the parking lot.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, boss, there's a lady on the back row. Third from the left in a wheelchair. Oh, I see there's a lady here. They pretend like they know everybody's problems. Listen, man, we're in the real world. I'm not Dr. Phil. I'd rather be Dr. Seuss. Hey, man, I'm not Dr. Phil. What was the old famous psychic's name, everybody? Gene Dixon. Y'all remember that? Who was the other one? They used to advertise on TV all the time, call these psychics. I call them psychics, amen? If they were real, how come they don't ever tell you nothing bad? They always tell you something's good is going to happen to you. There's money coming your way. You're going to face a great opportunity. They never say, make everything right. You're going to get hit by a bus tomorrow. You got cancer and you're dying, amen? They pretend to tell you everything that's wrong. I'd be a fool to stand up in this pulpit, look over this congregation of several hundred people and say, hey, I know everybody's situation. I ain't got a clue. Yeah. So how can I run this service like I know what I'm doing? Amen. I've got to do it by faith. Amen. And I've got to trust God by faith for what needs to be said and what needs to be done and what needs to be sung. By faith, if somebody's moved to come to an altar before the church even gets started good, hey, he knows what he's doing. Did you know there are churches they would tap you on your shoulder and tell you to return your seat?
You're right, preacher.
It wasn't time for that. Brother, I ain't that stupid. I ain't messing with him. Amen. Like I told you many times, it'd be like a chihuahua dog barking at this freight train out here. It'd have none effect. Amen. So I'm going to welcome him into our services Sunday after Sunday by faith. Hey, I've been at that. We're fixing to celebrate 20 years. Actually, next Sunday will be 20 years. We're going to celebrate it April 7th, but next Sunday will be 20 years. I've been at this thing 20 years. I still ain't got a clue what I'm doing. You say, are you ignorant? Yep, just ignorant enough to let him have the wheel.
Amen.
Amen. Just smart enough to say, okay, Lord, this thing's bigger than me. I can't heal the hearts of people. I can't heal human sickness. I can't heal deaf ears and blind eyes. I can't touch fevered brows. But God, you can. So I'm just going to back up by faith and welcome you into every situation and let you have control.
Amen.
Amen. As he rolled into the city on that little donkey, they welcomed him by faith. Verse 37, the Bible said, when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, blessed be the, what'd they say, King that cometh in the name of the Lord. They trusted in who he said he was. He's not been to Calvary yet. That's next week. There's been no Easter Sunday yet. There's been no Mary and Martha going to the tomb to anoint the body and finding the angel saying that. We're going to preach that next week.
Yeah.
That's my favorite subject in all the world.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great on Christmas that he came.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Come on.
But buddy,
yeah.
I'm here to tell you, the greatest thing is that he got up.
Yeah.
I'm thinking to get a week ahead of myself, amen?
Yeah.
I get excited about that thing, amen? But they welcomed him with their faith. And we ought to welcome him with our faith this morning. When's the last time you really put faith in God about anything in your life? About anything in your life. I get really fed up with hearing. Maybe fed up's not a good word. But I get tired of hearing. Well, it's in God's hands. We've just put it in God's hands. Have you really? When's the last time you really put anything in God's hands? Do you remember the first time you did? I remember the first time I ever put anything in God's hands, and he handled it perfectly, and he handled it instantly. And you know what that was? That was my soul. The first thing I ever really trusted by faith was the most important thing in my life, and that was my soul, where I would spend eternity. I got faced with the fact that there is a heaven and that there is a hell, and people who die without God spend forever in the latter, and I wanted the former.
Yes, yes, sir.
And by faith, I trusted Christ as my Savior.
Amen.
You know what? I knew nothing about this Bible. Not much. I was raised in church, but I didn't know much.
Amen.
I didn't know how to live for God. Still working on that one.
Yeah.
Amen. All I knew is I was lost.
Amen.
And I didn't want to die and go to hell.
Amen.
Amen. And just as simple as a little baby girl or a little baby boy believes in that Santa Claus sitting in the mall.
You're right. Come on, preacher.
Who's going to fly in with a herd of reindeer and bring toys down a chimney. That's childlike faith. That's what Jesus said you got to have.
Amen.
Amen. When I knelt under that pine tree in Brother Jay's front yard on New Year's Eve, I believe with all my heart he was my only help.
Amen.
And he was my only hope.
That's right.
It wasn't lip service.
That's right.
I believe I was saved before I ever hit the ground on my knees.
Yes.
It was a heart condition.
That's right.
With the heart man believeth. With the mouth confession is made.
Right.
As soon as my heart got a hold of it, my mouth got hooked up. Amen. Amen. We ought to welcome him with faith. You ought to welcome him with faith concerning your soul. Where are you going to spend eternity? I'm telling you, I'm going to heaven when I die. How do you know? Because I put my faith in him, and that's what he said do. And I believe that word from cover to cover, word for word, line upon line, precept upon precept. I believe that Bible. I did what God said do. Now, if I die and go to hell, God's a liar.
That's right.
But I'm here to tell you, I'm going to heaven when I die. Amen. I've trusted him with my soul. We ought to trust him with our substance. Why is it? How many of y'all saved? Raise your hand.
Yeah.
That's pretty near everybody in this room. Why is it you could trust him with the greatest thing in your life? Eternity. But you can't touch him or trust him with the tangible things that you can touch. You say, here he goes, money. I wouldn't even think about money. If he can get you hard, he ain't got to worry about your money.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
You have so little faith in God that you seek advice about your marriage on Facebook. How jacked up is that?
Yeah. Right.
Brother Freddie, you ain't going to believe I heard this morning Brother Charles on Facebook. I ain't one to go around spreading rumors. Are y'all listening? People. Next Sunday, I'm all yours, brother. Seriously,
Man, we go to friends. What should I do about this? What should I do about that? Man, you trusted God with your soul?
Yeah.
Amen. Trust Him with your substance. Trust Him with what He's given you. Yeah,
that's right.
He's given you a wife. He's given you a husband. Trust Him with that.
Amen.
Trust Him with that. He's giving you a job. He's giving you some finance. He's giving you some things. And hey, why don't you trust Him with them?
That's right.
Amen. They welcomed Him with their faith. Hey, we can holler welcome all we want. And we can shout and praise God all we want. I mean, brother, we can get this choir singing the windows out of this place. But brother, if we ain't going to put our faith in Him, that binds Him.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. I got faith He can save somebody. Not this Friday night. This Friday night was a week ago. Brother Carl came in our church. Just wandered in, saw the street out, sign on the street out here for our RU program. Came in, heard Brother Jason set through the talks and all that. Came to church Sunday morning. You know what he did? He came right there, right here in front of me, right here, and put his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Got his mother with him this morning. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. We walked in that wedding thing, like, what do you call that, reception last night. And there he sat beside Brother Jason. I told my wife, I said, look, he looks different.
Yeah.
He looks different.
Yeah.
Man, I got faith in that.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know if he's in here this morning. I don't think he is, but a young man came in on our buses today. I was told before I could even get in the building this morning, Brother Eddie, please pray. This teenage boy, he don't even believe there is a God. He don't even believe there is a God. And if you're in here this morning, I'm not making fun of you. Man, I love you, and I prayed for you before I left my office. You know what I prayed? I've got faith that God will show you He's real. God will show you He's real. They welcomed Him with their faith. I just looked at that to help y'all. Verse 29 down through 35, they not only welcomed Him with their faith. Listen, sometimes faith needs some shoes.
Right.
I'm saying it's an action word.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Faith does something. Faith doesn't just say something.
Amen. Right.
They welcomed Him with their faith, but then they welcomed Him with their obedience.
Yeah. Amen.
He did what He told them to do. Can you imagine? If I came in here this morning, I said, Brother Charles, go up to Liberty Chevrolet. And there's a white Z71, whereon never a man drove.
Hallelujah, brother.
Loose it and bring it to me. And if Mike Bell comes out there and says, what are you doing? You just tell him, Brother Eddie hath need of this. Be worth a shot. That's what the Lord said. Go to a certain place, in a certain village. You're going to find a colt, a little donkey that's never been ridden, and loose him. You're going to find him tied, loose him, and bring him to me. Okay. Okay, you see, they had learned through experience.
Yes.
By obeying Him, they saw great results.
Yes.
You're going to hear them shouting in a minute. You remember what they're shouting for? Because of the mighty works they had seen Him do.
Amen.
Now, the shouting we're doing this morning ain't because of what He's going to do. We're going to shout about that next Sunday.
Yeah.
But we're shouting and praising God for what all we've already seen Him do. And you know what it took for us to be able to see Him do those things? Put our faith in Him and then act on that faith by obedience, doing what He said. Does that make sense? They went and got the colt. They did what He said. They told the guy. That shows you the Lord was in it. They went and told the guy. Hey, he asked him. He said, what are you doing? Taking my colt. They said, the Lord hath need of him. Well, far be it from me to say anything. Amen. They obeyed the Lord. Faith plus obedience always brings results.
Amen.
If you'll get that faith plus obedience, you can talk about faith all you want. But faith needs a pair of shoes to go somewhere. Amen?
Amen.
They obeyed Him. We ought to welcome the King with our faith.
We ought to welcome him with our obedience. You say, what is it he's wanting me to do? I don't know. I know a few things. He wants you to pray. He wants you to witness. He wants you to read his word. He wants you to keep his commandments. Amen. Man, if you just do those 10 things, you'll be doing pretty well. Amen. If you just do those 10 things, if you say, man, I just can't, they ain't no way. It's just too much to grasp. Just get those 10 things. You say, we're not under the law anymore. Oh, come on. If we just do those 10 things. You know why they don't want those 10 things written on the courthouse walls?
Yeah.
It bothers them.
That
lawyer has to stand there and look over his little podium at that commandment that says, thou shalt not bear false witness. And the whole time he's giving his spiel, that thing's going, liar, liar, liar. Amen. That's why they don't want the Ten Commandments in the courthouse. Ain't got nothing to do with the message. I just thought I'd throw that in. Amen. We ought to obey him with our welcome him with our faith and welcome him with our obedience and just do whatever it is God said do. Listen, take that first simple step of obedience. If God's dealing with your heart about being saved, why don't you trust him with that this morning? Quit struggling with it. Quit worrying about it and just let God take care of it. Listen, man, we're not trying to get you to join this church. I'm not trying to get an offering out of you. I don't want anything you got. I don't mean that in a sarcastic way. I'm not after something monetary is what I'm trying to say. I just want you to go to heaven with me when you die. If you want to, some of your family called me one day and said, Brother Eddie, you remember so-and-so that came to church with me? They died. I want you to preach their funeral. I'd like to be able to tell your family, hey, I remember when they got that thing settled. They're saved and they're in heaven. Amen. I love that old song, I want us to be together in heaven. Amen. It'd break my heart, man. Find out 20 years we've been together, some of us. It'd be sad to get to heaven and find out you wasn't there. You came to church all them years, but you never really truly got born again. Man, I'd get that thing. Obey him. Obedience. Obedience. Man, that night that the Lord convicted me about my sin at my mother-in-law's house, sitting in her living room, I knew I was lost and on my way to hell. But then I had to do something. Knowing wasn't enough. We ask people all the time, hey, if you die today, where'd you go? I get people tell you this all the time, go to hell if I don't change my way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a funny saying, they think, just to blurt that out, going to hell if I don't change my way. Man, people know where they're going, but knowing's not enough.
Right.
We've got to do something about it. Follow that in obedience. We ought to follow that obedience not only with our soul, but we ought to follow it with our families, with our relationships, with our marriages, with our finance. Just obey the Lord in everything. Why? He'll never steer you wrong. Amen. That first thing, that first act of obedience, that first act of faith is that thing concerning our soul. And I've never met one yet that regretted that step.
Yeah, you're right.
So chances are, if he treated you right in the greatest thing, he'll treat you right in the little things too. Amen. They welcomed him with their faith. They welcomed him with obedience. And then they welcomed him with their gifts. They welcomed him with their gifts. They brought him a colt. They gave him what he asked for. I don't know what the Lord's asked of you today, but you ought to let him have it.
Yes.
You ought to let him have it.
Amen.
Lord ever dealt with you about something you struggle with a little bit?
Yeah.
Maybe a special offering or helping somebody, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's asking for. Maybe he's asking for some of your time. Maybe he's just asking for a little bit of time. Maybe to go see somebody in a hospital. A lady told me today, she said, Brother, hey, don't let me forget. I've got a little gift. Next time you go to the hospital, see Brother Anthony, I made him a basket with some stuff in it. Would you take that to him? Man, it's precious.
Amen.
God honors that stuff.
Yes,
amen. Maybe it's just a little time. Maybe a little time to make a phone call and say, hey, I've been thinking about you. Been praying for you. Amen.
Amen.
Our gifts. Maybe it's our talent. Maybe it's our talent. I mentioned something about choir practice today. There's probably somebody sitting there going, that choir ain't good enough. I don't want. Well, come help us out.
Yeah.
You know so much, come show us how it's done.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. We need all the help we can get, friend.
Amen.
Yeah, we're having choir tryouts today at 4:30. Get up there and try it out. Amen. These people sitting in this room, ain't no telling what you can do. We might have more pianists sitting out there. Teachers, bus drivers. I would love just to go through wallets and purses one Sunday and see how many CDL driver's licenses yes. in this room. Some people got nervous. You can drive an 18-wheeler. A bus ain't nothing for you. Amen. They welcomed him with their faith, with their obedience, with their gifts. And then they welcomed him with their praise. They shouted. And they praised him when he came in. And we ought to shout and we ought to praise him because he's come in today. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Sister Ashley, y'all come and get us a song. Would you welcome the King this morning? Would you welcome the King? He's here. He wants to do something in your heart and he wants to do something in your life if you'll let him. Make room, though. Make room for him. Welcome him this morning. While they're getting ready to sing, if we could, let's just bow our heads this morning. Nobody looking around. Heads bowed, eyes are closed. I wonder, there might be somebody here today. Say, preacher, I don't know that if I died right now, heaven would be my home. I wish you'd pray for me. I'd like to get that settled in my heart. I wouldn't come to you. I wouldn't embarrass you for nothing. Just simply going to pray for you. You say, preacher, I'm not sure if I died right now, heaven would be my home. Please remember me when you pray. Anybody like that? Just slip up your hand, put it right back down. Ain't nobody looking. God bless your heart. Anybody else, preacher, please remember me. I'm not 100% sure. Maybe somebody would say, preacher, I know I'm saved. I know without a shadow of a doubt, if I died right now, heaven would be my home. But I need to clear some things out. I need to make some room for him that I might welcome him with my faith, with my obedience, with my gifts and my praise. How about that? Hands up all over this building. Let's pray together. Father, as we come to you again this morning in Jesus' name, you saw every hand, you know every heart. Have your way now, God. Don't let anybody leave here lost today without knowing you as their Savior. God, we'll thank you and we'll praise you for all you do, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.